My name is Stephanie Youngers. Today is November 19th, 2010, and I am interviewing Mrs. Mart Tucker and Mr. Cecil Tucker here at the Museum of Seminole County History. How are we all today?
Just fine. We're doing
great.
Just fine.
Good. Well, we're going to start with where and when you were born.
Okay. I was born in Fort Pierce, January 19th, 1932.
And when did you come to the area here?
Well, here.
Mm-hmm. Did you move around a lot before you moved to the Seminole Orange County area?
No, not from there. I remember first was when we moved to the two-story house on Lake Barton, Little Lake Barton. Road out just outside of Orlando. Mm-hmm. And we lived there for about 12 years, I think. And then Daddy, of course, we were there because he was going up and down the state when the tick eradication was on. And when that was over, he then became a foreman of the ranch south of Christmas.
Okay.
And so, and when he was in the tick eradication, he never knew where he would be moved to another place. Mm-hmm. And so we rented the house that we lived in for about 10 or 12 years. But this was the war years, and you couldn't find housing in Orlando, and somebody found that house and bought it. So we had to find another place, and couldn't go out to the ranch because there was no school bus going there.
Mm-hmm. How far was the ranch from civilization?
Well, it was 18 miles south of the main highway.
That was 18 miles south of Christmas.
Yeah.
And Christmas was 20 miles
from Orlando.
Wow. So. And you went to school in Orlando?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
When that house was bought, if you worked for the company, mm-hmm. they would give you housing mm-hmm. in Holy Paul.
Okay.
And the ranch was that he was foreman of was
Osceola County.
Well, it was in Osceola County, but it was owned by the Holy Paul outfit.
Okay.
And therefore, we went to Holy Paul. And lived there. Best year of my life. Oh, no, not really. But I had lots of fun.
Oh, good.
There in Holy Paul. Mother was helped to do out
the commissary?
No.
And the food stamps?
Food stamps and things.
Oh, okay.
The war still had mm-hmm. that. And that was in the commissary. So I'd come to the commissary and I'd help the guys put the cans up in that grocery department, and then I'd go to the guy that cuts up all the meat, and I'd do help there. And then at the end of the week, they would do their hand in their pocket and give me out some change, and I still had the .22 rifle that I bought with that money.
Oh, my goodness. So the commissary, that was like the grocery store?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that was out in Holy Paul.
Yes, because you didn't have to go to town if you needed clothes the commissary had...
That was P.B. Wilson Lumber Company.
Oh, okay.
Big outfit.
Yeah.
And they're not there anymore.
They're not.
At all.
Do you know what is the school that you attended?
Well, I went to the school in I had it down here. The city that was
Holy Paul?
No. We had to go out.
Fort Pierce?
St. Cloud.
St. Cloud.
Okay.
St. Cloud. Mm-hmm. Road into there.
That's still quite a drive.
Yeah,
I've been down that road.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And they had a grammar school there, or?
No. I don't think.
Or in St. Cloud?
No. In Holy Paul they did.
No, but in St. Cloud, did you attend grammar school?
Yeah.
Or and was it a large school, or was it just a small place?
Oh, just regular.
Mm-hmm.
St. Cloud, goodness, it's a long since.
It wasn't that large.
No.
But when anything like Orlando.
Right.
It was bigger than Holy Paul.
And you all lived in Holy Paul for a year? And
just
then
a year.
Where did you go after you left there?
Well, when we left there, the ranch was then officially our home.
Mm-hmm.
But Mom and us, well, there's four girls at the time, had not yet finished all high school.
Mm-hmm.
So we went into Orlando and rented in Orlando until my twin sister and I.
Oh, you're a twin too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell us about your brothers and sisters.
Well, Sally and Betty. Well, Helen was the oldest,
mm-hmm.
and then I had a brother, Boots, that was about, I guess, 4 years younger than she. And then there was two sets of Sally and Betty. And then there was Miriam and Margaret.
So two sets of twins. Goodness.
20 months apart.
Oh, my goodness.
You can figure why. I guess she had her tube stopped. Didn't need any more kids.
Oh, my goodness.
On there. And what else did you...
Well, just tell us about your brothers and sisters. Because that.
Did you all help out at home a lot on the ranch, or was it...
We didn't live on the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
I was privy to be able to, in the sixth and seventh grade, Daddy would take, I would go out for 2 weeks mm-hmm. in the summer. And even then, on Wednesday, he wouldn't let me ride. I'd cow hunt with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'd saddle my own horse and all that. He was my dad, but you took care of whatever you were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I loved to cow hunt. We'd ride all day, or we'd ride all morning and then have lunch and take a snooze before
mm-hmm.
we rode some more. So you could get tired of it, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And
how about your brother?
Well, my brother, Boots, he was out at the ranch. He married and was out at the ranch, but he didn't stay there very long. Thing of it is, you have to not let hollering at you bother you,
mm-hmm.
because when you're having to do something or things are quick, and Daddy hollers at you to do something, you don't get out of sorts, because
mm-hmm.
that's just the way it is. But he can take it.
Oh.
And so he went into Orlando.
Oh, okay. Now, did your other sisters do this with you too?
No.
Mark was the only boy.
Oh.
they didn't. They never come out to the ranch. Like I did.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad said that he had a pretty good cowhand in her until I came along and started courting her and messed it up.
Oh, well, you could have jumped in and helped us. No.
When you went to the high school in Orlando, were you part of any groups or anything there? Did they have any kind of social functions that you attended? Or?
Well, I was athletic,
mm-hmm.
and so we had a group, a club
mm-hmm.
that I was head of, and as far as the girls that were athletic, and we stayed after school and had played the different sports that were available at that part of the year.
What were some of the sports that you all played?
Speedball was one, of course, basketball, volleyball. Who was the only other?
Softball.
Yeah, softball. I was a pitcher. but my main thing in high school was sports.
Okay.
And that and making
what about rifle
our society.
Team?
Oh, I forgot about the rifle.
You were on the rifle team too?
Well, we had a rifle club.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got a picture at home. Shows this old 8 or 10 boys and girls there with their rifles out from the school building there. Now, can you imagine they're letting you people bring rifles to school today?
Oh, yeah.
But
were the boys a little put off by the fact that you could shoot a rifle?
Oh, no.
No? They liked that?
Okay.
They weren't afraid?
I still have a rifle.
Oh, wow.
When I was in Holy Paul,
mm-hmm.
And the guys, when they would give me money,
mm-hmm.
then
you bought your 22.
That's when I bought that 22, mm-hmm. when I was in the 8th grade.
Oh, wow. And they let you buy it all by yourself?
Oh, yeah.
See,
oh,
you can't do
Sears.
That anymore either.
Right, yeah. I want to wear all this. And, that was better days.
Yeah. And from high school, did you... you went to University of Florida. Did you do that right out of high school, or did you take some time in between?
No, I went right out of high school. And I was going to major in animal husbandry.
Mm-hmm.
And when did I see you first?
The summer before you went up there.
Well, I can't.
You saw him here back home?
I was trying to think. When my sister and I graduated from high school, then mm-hmm. the ranch was our home.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I lived. And our post office was in Christmas.
Oh.
We'd go into Orlando to get groceries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of those days before I went off to college, got the mail, came out and told Mom, I saw the postmaster's son. He was waiting on me in there, waiting on the customers. She said, you should have told him. You're one of the lucky ones. You're going to be in Reed Hall. And I was really surprised that Mother would want me to, but I knew what the deal was. She was afraid I would get homesick up mm-hmm. in the university and didn't know anybody, and at least I would know one person.
Right.
Well, of course, since I was a beginner there, I had to go a week early for the week of
orientation.
Well, it just so happens there's this guy sitting on the steps of the big building. We were waiting for the next thing to be done. But because he was a transfer student,
mm-hmm.
I had to go to orientation too.
He had to do the same. And so that's where I really met him. And of course, we went to the frat house and met all those guys. And
yeah, he said he used to invite you to dinner every week to come have dinner with him and all the boys there.
Yeah. And of course, he made sure to tell every one of them. Here, I thought, oh man, whole house full of guys, He told every one of them, hands off. And I never did get, he was out of town. He had to go home for his teeth or something. And old McGregor, tall, lanky fella, asked me out. And I had already planned to do ironing and whatnot, but I said no. That was the only
the only opportunity you had. So he hadn't gotten the word yet point.
He would have been, hadn't gotten to the house, that house yet. But,
oh, goodness.
But that was great. And I went that one year, but if I really wanted to go again, back, I'm sure money would have been able to be found. Mother had an operation that took what normally would have sent me. But by then, I was...
sidetracked.
Well, yeah, I was wanting to get a job and save up money so that whenever we were getting pretty close. So I didn't mind not going back. I worked there. I forget where it was in Orlando. But then we were married.
Jacob's Packing House.
Yeah, I did. That was it.
So when he finished out his education up there?
When he finished his... See, he had the first year in Orlando and the second year when I was up there too. Mm-hmm. And then the third year... which way was it? We got married before he was graduated from college.
So did you stay down here?
No.
You went back up there and...
Yeah, you did. You stayed 1 year working at Jacob's.
After we were married?
No, not after we were married, before we were married.
Well, the next year when what?
Then we got married and you moved to Gainesville.
And I got a job in the animal husbandry department, a typist.
All right.
I was supposed to type this book they were wanting to have. And they were, they ended up finally making it not a book, but something else that they, do you remember?
But it was a book, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, that was, we had a lot of fun up there. One of the professors, I was a typist. They would give their handwritten stuff, and I'd type it up. And so I typed up this test that was going to be given out. And I went back to the fellow, and I handed him the typed thing. And I had his handwritten. I says, do you want this? I usually give it to Cecil at lunch. He says, you don't.
That point, I was working on my master's.
Oh, so they didn't want him having the test questions.
Yeah, well, and
of course, she was teasing. But,
yeah, I know. That was really, they were good men in the ag, animal husbandry. Until I was pregnant with Miriam.
They weren't good after that?
Yeah, they were. then I was no longer working.
Oh, okay.
So, what else is there to be said?
When you all had twins too, right? Goodness gracious. Mm-hmm.
We had a little girl first and then had twins. And Dr. Hoffman from Orlando, he saw to things. I mean, here we were, I was pregnant, but in Gainesville, and we'd come home for, back and forth. And so, in Thanksgiving, I think it was, we came home and stayed.
But now the twins were born in Ocala. They were born in,
no, they, were, when
they were born in Orlando,
Orlando
while we were living in Ocala.
True. Okay. So it was Ocala instead. And he informed me that he tied my tubes. He contended with three on the ground and coming in twos. I didn't need and his financial status at the time. We couldn't afford to have.
Oh my goodness!
To me, that was the best thing. I mean, that has been just made life so much easier to not worry about getting pregnant.
Right.
And, good deal.
And when you all moved back to this area, it was so that Mr. Tucker could take his job at the extension office?
Right.
When you were first at Ocala, and then...
We were in Ocala for 2 years. I was assistant county agent in Marion County.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came here. I was county agent, and we came, I think it was 1957.
Okay.
So, what else we got here?
What did you do when you moved back here? Did you go back to work, or did you stay home?
Oh, what did I do, Cecil?
You had three children.
Okay,
what do you think you did?
We were living out by...
Christmas?
No.
Well, first we lived in Rosalia Drive.
Yeah, and then...
In Sanford.
And what's the other place?
In about 1960, we moved out on the old Orlando Highway.
Yeah, and we had acreage there and oranges and pasture. Well, that was one... And we had cattle. Cecil was working at the dairy, and they had calves that weren't going to be dairy cattle.
Right.
And we started building up a herd there.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was 1956 that we came here.
Yeah. But whatever had to be done with cattle and whatnot around the place, I usually did it, because
mm-hmm.
he had to go to work.
Right.
We were feeding out how many? Seven steers.
Well,
that year.
Y'all raised a bunch of heifer yearlings first, and then later on, it was about 10 steers that y'all fattened up.
What do you mean, y'all?
You.
In other words, the kids didn't help out.
Well, they probably had to go to school or something. I don't know whether it was in the summertime or not.
Mm-hmm.
But that's...
So you did a lot of work.
And also we had some cattle out...
Lake Ashby, north of Osteen.
Oh, okay.
And so I primarily would go out there and check the cows or take them mm-hmm. feeding. He wasn't always with me.
Right.
We'd do it. It's real nice.
Well, about 1960, we moved out to Citrus Heights, mm-hmm. Genderville, or near Genderville. And that's when we were able to have... a lot more cattle she mm-hmm. could look after, and the kids could have 4-H projects.
And really, what was really nice, there was an old house down the way, and Mom and Dad were able to, he kept the livestock market in Orlando. They lived there mm-hmm. until he retired.
Mm-hmm.
And this little house, and with Daddy's expertise on carpentry and stuff, and they made the house a nice little place and lived there.
So you were close to your mom and dad?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And you were, when you were part of the women's club for the Farm Bureau,
mm-hmm.
was that while Mr. Tucker was working at the extension office?
It was after that.
Yeah.
We started the store in 1972,
mm-hmm.
and at that point, I became president of Seminole County Farm Bureau, and it was along in there that she became active in the women's, chairman of the women's.
What did you do while you were on that board there?
I knew that would be asked. I don't know. Well, when we would have the whole group would have an annual meeting and mm-hmm. supper and whatnot. And
mm-hmm.
of course, I was involved in getting all that prepared, getting the tables mm-hmm. Right and things like that.
Did you help set like regulations or, I mean, were the ladies involved in that way?
No.
Not much. It was primarily just providing information of programs that was available to them and what was going on.
Okay. Very good.
But also, when we moved out to Citrus Heights area, you became more active in 4-H, helping with
because the boys
became active in 4-H.
Mm-hmm. And did they raise heifers?
No, they raised chickens.
Chickens.
Oh.
And pigs.
Yeah.
And they did raise heifers, but they never did raise any to show.
Oh, okay.
And,
so,
but at one point, they won all of the...
Oh, yeah.
All the trophies.
Oh, my goodness.
In the chickens.
Yeah.
In the show.
They felt kind of bad, right? I guess, or we did, that they...
They raised all the best chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I can see why. They had the best of...
mm-hmm. They had the best parents, that's right.
Help them learn.
Oh, good.
Oh, goodness.
So,
but when we'd have our annual 4-H contest and things,
mm-hmm.
She was involved in helping us judge things like the lamp contest and making lamps.
They make lamps, really?
And electrical, you know, learn things about electricity.
Oh.
And then she also judged... these speaking contests.
So the what?
Speaking contest.
Oh, yeah. Okay. A lot of this I don't remember.
That's okay.
I remember him so far.
And that's all that's important.
That is. Oh, good. But it's been really great. Being involved in those kind of things, being around mm-hmm. with the kids.
We started the store in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Were you involved in that?
Slightly. Mm-hmm. I brought the main attraction of the store. And where did we find that little pig?
My son-in-law found him. He was a little wild pig.
Mm-hmm.
And
He
was so young that he still had, you know, a fawn will have spots on it.
Mm-hmm.
Wild pigs have those similar spots as well.
Huh.
And
he became mine. Yeah. And did he have a collar on?
Yeah.
So we could a leash, because when he was littler, if I were going to go mail something
mm-hmm.
or make the deposit at the bank.
I'd take him along down streets of Sanford and
take him in on a leash,
you know. And finally he got bigger and bigger and bigger. And he would, he'd come up on the porch. I'd chain him up there out of the sun.
At the store?
Yeah, at the store. But he would come in, I would bring him in, to the store
mm-hmm.
in the car, and he would be in the front seat. And one day I went there and, hey, I saw somebody on the corner there with a friend that went on to work. She told me later, she said, the person said, was that a pig? And she said, oh, that's Mark Tucker. That's all she can get to ride with her. One of my good friends.
Oh, my.
And so, a car would stop in the middle of the street from our store,
mm-hmm.
and the lady will get out, come up the steps, and give something to Pete right there, and go down, get in her car,
It was a daily ritual with her to give him some piece of candy or something.
Some edible thing.
So they would just come up and give him treats then?
Yeah.
And
how long did you have him for?
Until I quit bringing him in to the...
He got to be about 700-800 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, you wouldn't be toting him around too much.
So he had a place there at the barn, at the house. And I guess he got
an infection, yeah.
Well, he got to be an awfully big boy, he must have been a happy little thing.
He had lots of friends and had lots of attention on
I forgot to turn this thing off.
That's all right.
Let's see, that was at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you helped with the store doing all the, stock and, like, when the customers would come in, you'd help them? And
yeah, it was Cecil and I, and we did it all.
Yeah.
It was a real enjoyable and funny. Horsemeyer.
Mm-hmm.
They have it now. And, of course, we come in and get our feed there. And we came in, and Ms. Horsemeyer was behind the counter. And she said, made some comment about, there's the Tuckers. And and her telephone rang, and she said, Tuckers? Instead of Horsemeyer.
Oh, no.
We had the biggest laugh over that. Her calling her own store by the wrong name.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
And you sold this store to your son first, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he took it over, and then did you all retire, or did you move on to different things?
We didn't do any more. Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask Cecil.
Okay.
I haven't thought of that in a while. Oh, goodness. So.
Do you have grandchildren?
Yep, we got great-grandchildren.
Wow.
We had Miriam and then Cecil and John. And Miriam is still in Christmas. She's in Christmas. And Cecil, lives in a house that was ours in Sanford.
Okay.
And John is in over the coast.
Daytona?
No, closer by.
Melbourne?
That's south. What is it, right down the Cheney Highway? Titusville.
Okay.
Yeah. When, let's see. I was trying to think. I guess Drew, his son, one of his sons, moved up to Titusville. And he wasn't going to be left behind of being around his grandchildren. And so they moved up, and they live in that area. So it's real nice to... Drew's has 4 children, two boys and 2 girls. And so John and Pam just make do over them profusely, which is really nice. So we spend time over there ourselves a lot.
You like it over on the coast?
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
We were talking about John and Pam and the kids there.
I had asked Mrs. Tucker what she did once the store closed, and if y'all retired, or if you just kind of, what you did.
Well, when we sold the store to my son, and then when we moved out to Christmas, we just spent more time working on the ranch, and so, and that went on. we were pretty much full time on that. until mother, well, my dad passed away in 95, and then the next couple of years, mother came to live with us, and Mart looked after her for the next 10 or 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
she, mother lived to be 101, wow. 1 month, 1 week, and 1 day old.
she was the one. she was quite a lady.
And how about your parents?
Well, my dad passed away. I don't know when.
Well, he was in his late 80s.
He'd have to, yeah.
And then later your mother came to live with us, and she was in her 90s when she passed away.
She was living in the little house where she did when we were in Sanford. And my sister Betty was living with her after Daddy died, and keeping care of her. And it was getting to be a burden for her. And so I just had her and mother to come on over to our house, and she would be looking after mother, but she wouldn't have that, you know, burden of knowing I having to do all the shots of make decisions, that she had us to be able to do that too.
That's good.
And so
well, I was going to take you back a little bit, because Mr. Tucker told me your maiden name is Albritton.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's real prominent down in the South Florida area.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know that the families would run cattle and different things. Was your family involved in that kind of thing as well?
Well, yeah. And, of course, Daddy, he was, how long was he foreman of the ranch down south of Christmas?
15, 20 years.
Well, the thing of it is, he was involved in the tick eradication. And then whenever that was over, then he got the job of being foreman of that ranch.
Right.
And so...
But his family, the Albrightons, were raised around Polk County, Hillsborough County area.
And Fort, well, let's see. I was thinking of another, I can't think of it.
What?
Where the Albrightons came from. I mean, most of them were.
Most of them came from that area.
Okay. What's the name of the area that you're talking about?
Pine Level.
Okay.
In Pine Crest. Plant City.
Mother had
Arcadia.
Yeah.
By the way, Arcadia was named after Arcadia Albritton.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's really neat.
But Mark's family came from the there's two lines of Albrightons. There's the fence cutting Albrightons and the hog stealing Albrightons.
No,
she's from the fence cutting.
Fence cutting Albrightons.
That's another story.
Yeah, because cattle people move their cattle up and down the state of Florida, according to the weather. Weren't any fences anywhere. People fence their yard in if on things. And then whenever the, what is it, the people that put the fence across.
Oh, the
phosphate.
Phosphate mining.
That came in. And so they didn't want cattle going through, and they put a fence over, and so a group of men went and tore the fence down, and there was a big shootout there, and
Well, the second or third time that they tore the fence down was when the shootout happened.
Mm-hmm. I think so, we talked about that shootout.
Oh, did
you? Yeah.
Wow. Oh, let's see. What else?
Do you have anything else that we didn't talk about that you want to talk about?
Don't know. No, I don't guess so.
Okay.
Guess we've got everything.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Mr. Tucker? You want to add anything?
No, I think we did pretty good.
All right, then. Go ahead. Thank you very much, Mrs. Tucker.
Well, you're welcome.
And Mr. Tucker.
I hope it will be.
Oh, it will.
What happened?
Yes, ma'am.